News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness broke ground Thursday for a technology park that will have the largest business process outsourcing BPO facility in the English-speaking Caribbean. The facility, being built at a cost of over $30 million, will provide 3,300 call center seats and more than 5,000 permanent jobs. In his address, the Prime Minister said the development signals inclusive growth and job creation for Jamaica.
If Jamaica is going to continue to be viewed by companies as an ideal place to grow their operations, we must invest in building facilities that meet these companies' requirements before they win new accounts. And this is exactly what the Musson Group, Stanley Motor Limited, has done with 58 HWT Tech Park, taking a calculated risk to prepare to meet the continuing growth in the sector.
The facility is being developed by Stanley Motor Limited, owned by the Musson Group, and will consist of 230,000 square feet of office space, rented predominantly to BPO operators. It is located at 58 Halfway Tree Road in St. Andrew. The government will stand surety for some tertiary-level students having difficulty identifying a guarantor for a loan from the Student Loan Bureau, SLB. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, says this benefit will be applicable to students enrolled at teacher training institutions who are willing to be bonded for 5 years.
What we are guaranteeing is that through the Student Loan Bureau or other programs such as JAMVAT, the support from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, other donors in terms of bursaries and scholarships, that you are funded for your tertiary education.
Minister Reid notes that while the government is unable to offer free education beyond grade 13, it is committed to assisting tertiary-level students to access funding for their studies. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, has deployed its 120-man disaster assistance team to help recovery efforts in Dominica following Hurricane Maria.
This team will be assisting Dominica with security and distribution of relief supplies, the provision of limited medical care, basic engineering work with light tools and equipment, inclusive of debris removal and construction of improvised shelter, logistics management, conducting damage assessment and recovery planning.
Prime Minister Holness says additional assistance will be provided through a 4-man technical and advisory support team led by Colonel Jamie Ogilvy. This team will assist with restoring national security systems and rebuilding efforts. And Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says Jamaica is to lead restoration efforts for Caribbean tourism sectors recently affected by natural disasters. Minister Bartlett says a working group has been formed arising from meetings with the United Nations World Tourism Organization, as well as his recent visit to China.
And so they have asked me to coordinate the efforts with the CHTA, the CTO, the WTTC, and a number of other multilateral agencies. And the first meeting we hope we will have here in the Caribbean will be on the 9th of October in Grenada, when we have SOTIC.
Minister Bartlett says a plan of action will be crafted and site visits conducted following the meeting. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.